Okay, I'm going to start out in Genesis 1, from verse 1. And there's a reason why I'm going here, and I'll reveal it a little later. And I'm reading out the AMP. You started, right, Ruth? Okay. In the beginning, God, Elohim, created by forming from nothing the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and void, or a waste and emptiness and darkness was upon the face of the deep, primeval ocean that covered the unformed earth. The Spirit of God was moving, hovering, brooding over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw that light was good, pleasing, useful, and said, he affirmed and sustained it. And God separated the light, distinguished it from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning. Day one. Okay, it was interesting, right? Recently, I was on a train. And you know how when you get on the train in the morning time, okay, come on back. A lot of times, you get the rush hour preacher. Okay, the train is packed, it's early in the morning, people frustrated, they trying to go to work or wherever they're going to go. Man gets on the train, start preaching. And it's not a problem that somebody gets on the train preaching. I don't know what God told them to do, so I don't knock anybody, whatever they're doing. But usually when they get on the train, they get on the train preaching fire and brimstone. So he got on the train telling everybody how they're going to burn if they don't repent. You know, and he was loud and he was kind of up on the guy on the train. So the guy, he was a hood guy. So the guy said to him, "Yo, son, you up on me screaming in my ears and it's early in the morning and I don't want to hear that." And he told the guy, "Well, it's never too early to trust in Jesus," right? Which is true, it's never too early to trust in Jesus. It was just his delivery. So another guy said to him, because you know, it's packed, and people have their attitudes in the morning. "Yo, kill that noise." So he started quoting scripture. And they were going back and forth. They were going back and forth, right? And so he gave his verse, but you know how sometimes people give a verse, that half verse, half what they want to say, half true, half false, half I made it up. And the guy said to him, "F that." You know, so, you know, they going in on the train. So the guy went in his pocket. He pulled out his money. He said, "See this money? This is what I believe in. I believe in what I see. I trust this," right? He said, "All that stuff you spouting about God, I don't want to hear that. It's early. You in my ear. You pissing me off. Get up off of me." So the dude, you know, he went at him again. Start telling him how he was going to burn and all that good stuff, you know. And you could tell that the guys were really, they were really going at it. So the guy said, "Yo, save that spit. I bet if you keep on talking, I'm going to bust you in the mouth. And let's see if you trust God to block it." I mean, they kept going. So, I'm on my section of the train. I'll see them over there. And, you know, and they going at it for a few stops. And they going in. So just over there, I'm thinking, I'm laughing to myself, but I'm also talking to God while I'm laughing to myself. And then I'm recalling an encounter I had when I first got saved. Because you know when you first get saved, you know everything. And you think you got to fight for God. Somebody say something about God, you ready to go at them. So I'm standing there. And I remember this count that I had. And it's like before, when I first got saved, I used to go to movie screenings a lot. So we used to be online with a lot of people, and a lot of people talking and they different views and stuff like that. So it was one guy on the line. He had us talking. He had everybody in a circle. And he started talking about how he doesn't believe in God. Right? So I'm listening because I'm amongst the people. I know the dude. So I'm listening. He's saying how he just believes in karma, how the earth provides all your needs, and that science proved everything was formed by a Big Bang theory, absent of God, that rocks and gases formed everything and developed into different things, even us. So that brought to mind me going back into Genesis. If my lovely tablet will act right for me. I'm experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. Okay, here we are. It's Apple. No, it's the new one. Okay, say, know what it is? It's connected to my Wi-Fi. Okay, so I'm back in Genesis 1, verse 16. And he was saying how, you know, Big Bang, God had nothing to do with it. And I'm saying, God made the two great lights. The greater light, the sun, to rule the day. And the lesser light, the moon, to rule the night. He made the galaxies of stars also. That is all amazing wonders, and that is all the amazing wonders in heaven. So I'm saying, okay, now I'm reading scripture, and I know it said God made the sun, God made the moon, God made the stars, God made the galaxies. Okay, Big Bang theory, but started by God. So scientists is right. Yeah, there was a Big Bang theory, but it wasn't a Big Bang theory absent of God. But so I'm telling this to him, saying, okay, I get your point. I see what you're saying. I get the Big Bang theory. I get all of that. But that's God. Dude was not hearing me. He was not hearing me. He didn't want to hear nothing about, no, it's not God, it's science, it's man. And I got pissed off. Be honest, I got pissed off. So I was like, you know what? Either I ain't going to talk to this dude no more, or I'm going to punch him in the mouth. God had to put me back from that. You know, baby Christian, you know, you don't want to hear that. Don't be talking about my father. I know God is true. I know God is real. So I walked away from him and I didn't engage in conversation. Actually, next few times I seen him, I didn't even speak to him. I was mad at him. Gonna tell me he was no God. And God. I'm like, no, I ain't trying to hear you. So to that, you know, it brought to mind some more verses. So I'm going to go into John now. John 1, verse 1. I'm in the amp, and I'm going to go from 1 to 3. In the beginning, before all time, there was the Word, Christ. And the Word was with God. The Word was God himself. He was continually existing in the beginning, co-eternally with God. All things were made and came into existence through him. And without him, not even one thing was made that has come into being. So, okay, I'm saying I know all of these things. I know God created all these things. I know God and Jesus walked together, making a way for us. So how could this guy not know these things and just say it's karma and it's science? I'm saying, okay, the books that you believe in were written by scientists, by man. The Bible was written by man following God's instruction. So how could this book be true that you could so believe book written by man, scientists, but you can't read the book written by man, which is God's word. So this is true, and God's word is for us. I'm like, impossible. But what's funny, that there's a lot of people that believe and feel that way, that trust what they can see. But I know faith, you trust the unseen. I can put something in front of you and I tell you it's something else. You're going to trust what you see. You're not going to trust what I'm saying. But God could put everything in front of you and tell you what it's for and what its purpose is going to be. And you trust God's word. You trust God when God is talking to you and he's not showing you anything. He's just talking to you. Because of that covenant connection with God, you trust him. You don't have to. It's times that you're talking to God. You might not be seeing God. Sometimes you see God. Sometimes God speaks to you and you don't see God. But you trust God's word. And you know God's word is true. You trust the unseen. So I guess you figure by now, Ruth, my titles, I Trust What I Can See. So that brought to mind, so when the guy on the train, see, I'm doing all of this recalling while I'm on the train. So that brought to mind when the guy on the train said, I understand all that God stuff, but I trust only what I see. That's what made me think of that whole encounter and brought me to this. There is really something to trusting what you can see. But guess what I see? I see that I have a better life with God than I had before Jesus came to redeem me. I see that taking this walk of faith, I am never without provision. I see that if I'm sick, if I'm injured, if I'm hurt physically, mentally, or emotionally, I have access to God's healing power. I see that if I'm confused or if I just don't know, I can tap into the clarity of the knowledge and wisdom God made available to me. I see that even if I feel lonely, I'm never alone. Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. I'm never alone, even if I feel lonely. God is always with me. So I trust that. I believe that. I don't have to see it. I know it's real. I know it's true. I see also that if I have difficulty showing love or understanding love, I am still forever loved. God so loved the world. Or shall I say, God so loved me, because he did it individually, that he gave his only begotten son. So the guy's not wrong. I understand his statement. I only trust what I see. And why do I understand this statement? Because even if I'm marred in darkness, I know that the light shines into the darkness and the darkness comprehends it not. So maybe to trust what you see, you just need to step out of your self-imposed darkness and step into the light. John 1 verse 4. In him was life. And the power to bestow life. And the life was the light of man. After all, Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life, right? the light of the world. So yeah, I trust in what I see. And I see that life is full of wonderful possibilities. That regardless of pitfalls and setbacks, this life is far richer, more rewarding than the life I knew before.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
I trust God. I trust God with every experience, every encounter, every step I take towards kingdom living.
Amen. Hallelujah.
More and more, I can see God. And no matter what I do, God always sees me. If I come to God correctly, He sees me. If I think I'm doing something in the shadows, God sees me. If I'm taking my own path, God sees me. If I follow God's path, God sees me. So basically, there's no way I can go that God doesn't see me. So I don't have to see God, but I trust God. And so the more and more I trust God, the more and more I follow God's teaching, the more and more I can say, I trust what I can see, because I can see God.
Amen.
I'm finished, family.